奉主耶稣的圣名在这里证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
昨天晚上我们提到福音可以开我们的眼睛。
So last night we spoke about the gospel can open our eyes.
是我们看到肉眼所看不到的灵界。
And allow us to see what we cannot see with our naked eyes, which is the spiritual realm.
是我们过一个新的生活。
And allow us to live a new life.
今天晚上我们一起来查考圣灵这个题目。
And so tonight we'll study the topic of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边一带的地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。第二节。
Two.
问他们说，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。这个地方在记载差不多2000年前发生的事情。
So this passage records an event of 2,000 years ago.
就是主耶稣所拣选的工人保罗到以弗所去。
And which is the worker, Paul, who was being picked by Jesus, who went to Corinth.
遇到几个信耶稣的门徒。
And he met a few believers of Jesus.
那保罗见面了，第一句话就问，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
And the first question he asked when he met them is, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
我记得我小的时候，那个时候大家生活都很简单了，所以人跟人见面第一句话就吃饱了没有。
I remember when I was young, people are very simple and often we greet each other and ask, have you eaten?
那现在大家生活很富裕，没有人这样问了。
And but today people are very wealthy and we don't ask in this way.
所以50年前吃饱饭这个是最重要的。
50 years ago, to be able to have a full stomach is the most important.
那2000年前呢？
But for 2,000 years ago,
主耶稣升天以前呢，
before Jesus ascended to heaven,
他曾经应许门徒，
he had promised the disciples,
你们要在耶路撒冷等候，
that he had asked them to wait in Jerusalem,
等候什么？
And to wait for what?
就是圣灵要从天上降下来，
to wait for the Holy Spirit that would descend from heaven.
那圣灵是什么？
And what is the Holy Spirit?
圣经说神就是灵。
The Bible said God is a spirit.
所以圣灵就是神的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of God.
然后圣灵又是耶稣的灵。
And the spirit is also the spirit of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣升天以后，他赐下圣灵。
And so after Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传又可以说是圣灵的行传。
And so, Book of Acts is also the book, the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣赐下圣灵，继续在地上工作。
And so Jesus sent down the Holy Spirit to continue to work on earth.
赐下圣灵建立教会。
And to send down the Holy Spirit to establish His church.
所以后来教会就传到以弗所。
And so later, the church was spread to Corinth.
因此保罗就问他们，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
And so Paul met these members and asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
如果我们有机会跟我们一些基督徒的朋友问问看。
And if you have opportunity, you can maybe ask some of your Christian friends.
你信耶稣这么久，有没有人问过你信的时候受圣灵没有？
If you believed in God for so long, have anyone asked you, have you received the Holy Spirit?
我们很惊讶，绝大部分的基督徒说没有人问过。
And you'll be surprised, most of the Christians have not been asked this question.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他们在信耶稣的时候，在教会里面的牧师就教导他们，你信就有圣灵。
Because when they believed in the church, their priests have already told them that you have Holy Spirit at the moment when you believed.
所以, 他们就相信我信就有圣灵。
And so they believe that if they believe in God, they have the Holy Spirit.
我们曾经跟一些基督徒的朋友在讨论道理。
So sometimes we discuss the truth with other Christian communities.
有的基督徒朋友真的很热心啊。
And so some Christian friends are very zealous.
你看他的圣经啊，也有黄的，也有红的，也有黑的，画的都七彩。
And so they have a lot of different versions and different color copies of the Bible.
但是我们从圣经跟他查考圣灵这件事情。
But when we study the Holy Spirit from the Bible.
我们常常发现哦，圣灵这一部分他没有画到。
And then we can see that they have not highlighted any part related to the Holy Spirit.
这个也是事实，一般的基督徒很少在谈圣灵这一件事。
And so most Christians today, do not talk about Holy Spirit.
因为他觉得我信就有圣灵。
Because they believe if they believe in God, they have the Holy Spirit.
那我们就要把自己再倒推回2000年前来看。历史上圣灵降临是怎么一回事
？And so if we rewind back 2,000 years ago, what happened when the Holy Spirit descended?
那为什么得圣灵这么重要
？And why is it so important to receive the Holy Spirit?
如果我们先来看19章。
And if we come back to Acts chapter 19.
当他们说我们没有听，我们没有得圣灵。
And when the people, when these believers replied, they have not heard about Holy Spirit.
然后，也没有听见圣灵降下来。
And have not heard that the Holy Spirit descended.
那保罗接下去问什么
？And then what did Paul respond?
保罗不是问说啊，你有没有祷告认真求圣灵啊
？But Paul did not ask them, have you prayed earnestly?
所以第三节保罗就说，那你受的是什么洗？
Then Paul asked them in verse 3, into what when you were baptized?
主耶稣说，信而受洗必然得救。
And Jesus says, if you believe and baptize, you will be saved.
所以信耶稣还要洗礼。
And so to believe in Jesus, we also need to receive the baptism.
那这样就可以得救。
In this way that we can be saved.
因此他们既然做门徒已经信耶稣了，那你受什么洗？
And so if they're already the members of believers of Jesus,Then under who have they been baptized?
所以第三节的下面说我们是约翰的洗。
So the second half of verse 3 says that they were baptized into John's baptism.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
保罗说约翰所行是悔改的洗，告诉百姓要信那以后来的就是耶稣。
Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on who would come after him, that is on Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰是为主耶稣铺路的。
And so John the Baptist is preparing the path for Jesus.
所以他出来传道理，他第一个讯息也是天国近了。
And so when he came to preach, his message is that the kingdom is near.
所以他传的讯息跟主耶稣一样。
So he preached a similar message as Jesus.
那接下去就是要悔改。
And the next thing is to repent.
那他也替人洗礼。
He also baptized people.
但是没有圣灵的运行同在这个洗礼代表人的悔改。
And so without the work of the Holy Spirit, this baptism only represents repentance.
这个圣灵啊，没有赦罪的权，这个洗礼没有赦罪的权柄。
This baptism did not have the power of redemption.
所以第五节保罗就奉耶稣的名替他们洗礼。
And so in verse 5, Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所教会的信徒洗礼两次。
So the people of so the believers of Ephesus are baptized twice.
第一次洗礼没有得圣灵。
And the first time they were baptized, they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那现在奉主耶稣的圣名洗礼。
And the second time they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
第六节。
Verse 6.
保罗按手在头上，圣灵便降在他们身上。
And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以还没有按手的时候没有圣灵哦，按手的时候圣灵就降下来。
So before the lay of hands from Paul, there was no Holy Spirit, but after the lay of hands, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
那圣灵是神的灵，是看不见的。
And this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that is invisible.
按手就可以知道圣灵降下来。
And through the lay of hands, you can know that Holy Spirit came down.
下面说他们说方言。
And then the verse says, they spoke with tongues.
第七节。
Verse 7.
而且算得出来一共有12个人。
And there were to about 12 men.
所以这个圣灵的降临代表一个人的洗礼罪得赦免。
And so the descent of the Holy Spirit represents someone's sin has been redeemed through the baptism.
那这个就非常重要了。
And this is very important.
所以我的洗礼罪有没有得赦免？
And so through my baptism, did my sin being washed away?
那我们就看了，你祷告有没有得赦免？
And depends on whether you received the Holy Spirit from your prayer.
如果罪得赦免，祷告圣灵就会降下来。
And if your sins has been forgiven, then Holy Spirit will come upon you.
因为圣经说我们是神的殿。
And because the Bible says we are the temple of God.
我们是重价买来的。
We have been bought with a great price.
那个重价就是耶稣的宝血。
And this great price is the blood of Jesus.
那洗礼的时候，我们就被洗干净了。
And through the baptism, we've been washed clean.
所以神就要住在我们里面。
Then God will come to live inside us.
那神怎么住在我们里面？
And how does God live inside us?
就是赐下圣灵。
Which is by sending down the Holy Spirit.
好，我们来看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的三十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心。就对彼得跟其余的使徒说：“弟兄，我们应当怎么行？”这个地方在讲彼得得到圣灵以后站起来讲道理。
Here mentioned that after Peter received the Holy Spirit, he rose up and gave a sermon.
但是我们看他讲道理不是很长。
It was a short sermon.
这讲得很简单。
It was a simple sermon.
你们所钉死的耶稣，他已经复活了。
The Jesus that you have nailed on the cross has resurrected.
耶稣就是救主。
And Jesus is the Savior.
圣灵已经降下来。
And the Holy Spirit had descended.
所以他这样讲了以后大家就觉得好像刀在扎心了。
And so after they heard these words, they felt as if there were knives piercing their heart.
神的话加上圣灵的权柄就好像刀子会扎入人的心。
And the word of God with the work of the Holy Spirit, it felt as if there was a sword piercing your heart.
要改变一个人不简单。
And to change someone is not easy.
但是对神要改变一个人不困难。
But to God, to change someone is not difficult.
因为神有无穷的能力。
Because God is powerful.
一点点的能力就会让人像刀子扎心。
Only with a very limited amount of power that he can pierce the heart of men.
那就对彼得跟其余使徒说，我们怎么行？
And then the people replied to Peter, what should we do?
彼得说，你们要悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗。
And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
叫你的罪得赦。
So that there will be remission of sin.
然后就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以洗礼是要叫罪得赦。
And so baptism is to redeem our sins.
那如果真的罪得赦免。
Once our sins are being redeemed.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
That will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以三十九节。
And so in verse 39.
因为这个应许是给你们，并你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人。
And for this promise is to you and to your children, to all those who are far away.
所以圣灵要降下来，这个应许是要给世界上的每一个人。
And so for the Holy Spirit to descend, this is a promise for everyone in the world.
所以我们受洗以后得圣灵这个圣灵非常非常宝贵。
And so after being baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. It's a very precious thing.
我们今天如果要证明我是谁的儿女, 要怎么证明?
And today, how do you prove you are the children of someone?
在医院里面有出生证明。
From the hospital, they will give you a birth certificate.
那出生证明里面就有父亲的名字, 母亲的名字。
And the certificate will be the name of your father and your mother.
哇, 那这个就证明我是谁的儿女。
And this proves that you are the children of this person, this mother and this father.
但是当我从罪人变成神的王子, 神的儿女的时候, 要怎么证明呢?
And how do you prove when someone went from a sinner to the children of God?
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第四节,
chapter 4 verse 4.
极至时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子, 为女子所生, 写生在律法下, 第五节,
5.
要把律法以下的人赎出来, 叫我们得着儿子的名分。 这个地方讲, 神差遣他的儿子为女主所生, 就是主耶稣降世为人。
And here says God sends forth his son born of a woman, which is referring to Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣出生的时候, 还在律法之下, 还是在旧约之下。
And he was born under the law.
那律法叫人知罪。
So the law teaches people to know what is sin.
所以律法是好的, 但律法不能救人。
Law is good, but the law cannot save you.
那你看这个十诫啊, 每一条都是好的。
And if you look at the Ten Commandments, every one of them is good.
如果世界大家都遵守十诫啊, 天下太平。
If everyone obeys the Ten Commandments in the world, then there will be peace around the world.
十诫是好的。
And so the Ten Commandments is good.
但是人做不到。
But men cannot obey.
所以在律法之下,我们都是罪人。
So under the law, every one of us are sinners.
那这样我们就没有希望了吗?
And then we are hopeless.
所以第五节,
And so in verse 5.
要把律法以下人赎出来。
And to redeem those who are under the law.
这个赎这个字很宝贵啊。
And so the word redeem is a precious word.
如果有一个大户人家儿子被绑票了,
and if there's a rich family where his children has been kidnapped,
告诉他的爸爸拿100万给我,
and someone asked to get back their children with $1 million.
只要能够把孩子救出来, 钱可以再赚,
and they will feel that if I could get my children back, I can make more money later.
天父的儿子被罪掳去了。
And so the son of our heavenly father has been kidnapped by sin.
那天父要差遣他的儿子来救世界的人。
And so God would send his son to save all mankind.
所以为我们死在十字架上，这个叫做赎价。
And so he died on a cross, and that is a redemption.
所以我们在洗礼的时候被赎出来。
And so through the baptism, we've been redeemed.
所以进入水里面,我是罪人, 从水里面出来,我是神的儿子。
And enter the water, we're a sinner. Coming out of the water, we're someone who has been saved.
那我们为什么这么有把握?
And why are we so confident?
第六节。
Verse 6.
你们既然是神的 儿子, 神就差遣他儿子的灵 进入你们的心呼叫阿爸父。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, saying out, Abba Father.
所以我们受洗上来 得到儿子的身份, 神就把神的灵降在我们身上。
So after baptism, we received the status of the Son, and God gave us the Holy Spirit.
然后祷告的时候,圣灵从我们的心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And when we pray, this Holy Spirit call out to the Father, Abba Father.
可见我们说我是神的儿女,不是只是空说的。
And so we're not saying that we're the sons of God, not in vain.
圣灵降在我身上,证明神接纳我做他的儿女,圣灵从我的心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And the Holy Spirit came upon us to prove that we are his son, and we call out to him, Abba Father.
这是非常尊贵的身份。
And this is a precious status.
我是天父的儿子。
That we are the son of the heavenly father.
啊，让我们再看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
啊，可见从此你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子。既然是儿子，就靠的神为后嗣。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
啊，所以我们今天不是罪的奴仆。
So today we're not the slave of sin.
我们是神的儿子。
But rather we're the son of God.
我们做神的后嗣。
We are the heir of God.
啊，如果你的父亲很富有。
If your father is rich.
哇，有一天你一定承受产业。
And then you can inherit his possessions.
啊，如果天父承认我做他的儿子。
If our heavenly father recognized us as his son.
昨天我没有读过约翰福音里面讲，在我的父的家有许多住处。
And yesterday we said that in the house of my father there are many mansions.
哦，英文叫 mansion 哦。我们现在要买一栋房子真的不简单。
And the Bible mentions today to buy a house is not very easy.
哦，但是如果我们做天父的儿子啊，在天上有 mansion 啊，有房子。
But if we are the son of God, God has a mansion for us in His kingdom.
哦，所以圣灵跟我们得救有关啊。
And so the Holy Spirit has a relationship to our salvation.
哦，所以为什么得圣灵这么重要？因为这跟得救有关啊。
And why is it so important? That is because it has relationship to our salvation.
好，我们先看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
好。加拉太书第一章的是三节十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
你们既然听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信的基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他荣耀得着称赞。这个十四节说圣灵是我们得天国产业的凭据。
Verse 14 says, Holy Spirit is the proof of our inheritance in heaven.
所以为什么我们这么有把握我将来能够告天国，我在那个地方有产业。
Why are we so confident that one day we will have a place in heaven?
因为圣灵是我们得天国的基业的凭据。
Because the Holy Spirit serves as a proof of this inheritance.
但是十三节在讲。
Verse 13 told us.
说你听见真理的道，就是那叫你得救的福音，那就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And what you have heard is the word of gospel, the salvation, which is the proof of the heavenly kingdom.
那有的慕道朋友就说，这里没有讲求圣灵啊。你看，你听那个得救的福音，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，自动的。
When you mentioned that, when you heard the word of gospel, that is the proof of your salvation. Did not mention praying.
那我们知道这个是保罗写信给以弗所教会。
This is the letter that Paul wrote to the Ephesus church.
那我们刚刚读以弗所书十九章，就是保罗到以弗所教会发生的一段事情。
And earlier we read, it was an event of Paul visiting the Ephesus church.
问他你们信的时候受圣灵没有？他说没有啊。
And he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believe? They said no.
那保罗说你们受的是约翰的洗，这是悔改的洗。
And Paul has said that you received the baptism of John the Baptist, that is the baptism of repentance.
那再来有一个赦罪的洗礼。
And then there is a baptism of redemption of sin.
所以洗礼完按手圣灵就降下来。
And after the baptism, when he laid hand on them, Holy Spirit came down.
所以这里把这个求圣灵的过程把它缩短了，简化。
And so he simplified the event of the receiving the Holy Spirit.
就好像我来到美国几年了，我就拿到美国护照。
And just like I came to the United States for a few years, I received a U.S. passport.
这个是把很长的过程把它说作一句话。
And I simplified a long process into one sentence.
我信的得救的福音，我就得圣灵。
I believing the word of gospel salvation, and I received salvation.
这个包括悔改，这个包括洗礼，这个包括求圣灵的过程。
And this includes the process of repentance, the process of baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是十三节里面呢，让我们可以看得出来哦，如果我们所相信的是得救的福音，我们最后一定会得到应许的圣灵。
And verse 13 says, if we believe in the gospel of salvation, then we'll receive God's Holy Spirit.
所以神的道跟神的灵，这好像一个铜板的两面，分不开的。
And so the word of God and spirit of God seems to be on the opposite sides of a coin. It cannot be separated.
因此我们领受的道如果完全跟圣经一样,
if the word that we received is 100% according to the Bible,
然后我们照着道理去做,
and if we live according to those words, then we'll receive the Holy Spirit.
所以得圣灵，另外一个重要的意义就是告诉我们，我们领受的福音是得救的福音。
And another important aspect of receiving the Holy Spirit is that we are receiving the gospel that will bring us to salvation.
悔改好不好？悔改当然是好的。
It's good to repent.
所以因为悔改，信耶稣悔改受洗，这是好的。
It's good that we can repent and baptize in the name of Lord Jesus.
但是这个没有完全。But
this is still incomplete.
如果要完全，要接受赦罪的洗，祷告，圣灵就降下来。
And in order to be complete, we must receive the baptism of the redemption of sin, and also then the Holy Spirit will come down.
因此我们再回到使徒行传来看，到底这些使徒是怎么得圣灵的？
So let's come back to Acts to understand how did they receive the Holy Spirit?
真的是信就有圣灵吗?
Is it true that they believed and that they received the Holy Spirit?
我们回来看使徒行传第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。 要等候父所应许的，就是门听见我说过的第五节。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。这个是主耶稣升天以前对门徒的交代。And
so these are the commission of Jesus before he ascended to heaven.
说再过几天你们要受圣灵的洗。He
said in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那这些门徒有没有信耶稣？当然有啊。
And did these followers believe in Jesus? They did.
那有没有得圣灵? 没有。
Did they receive the Holy Spirit? They have not.
如果得圣灵, 主耶稣就不需要说, 再过几天, 你们要受圣灵的洗。
If they already have this Holy Spirit, Jesus will not tell them that in a few days they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那到第八节,
if we go on to verse 8,
圣灵降临, 你们就必得着能力。
You shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
然后在耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚，全到地极做我的见证。
And you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria.
这个是一个任务的,差派。
And this is a commission from Jesus.
主耶稣教他的门徒要直到地极来传这些得救的福音。
Jesus commanded them to preach the gospel of salvation to the end of the earth.
那神的国不只是一套理论，神的国里面有神的权柄跟能力。
And so the kingdom of God is not just a theory, but rather has its meaning and principles.
那这个神的能力就借着圣灵降下来。
And the power of God would descend through the Holy Spirit.
讲完主耶稣就升天了。
And after he spoke, he ascended to heaven.
所以主耶稣现在在哪里？
So where is Jesus now?
主耶稣在天上为我们预备地方啊。
And Jesus is in heaven, preparing a place for us.
那主耶稣还会再来啊。
And Jesus would also come back once again.
那他再来就是世界末日。
And his second coming would be the end of the world.
所以主耶稣再来之前, 每一个人耶稣的门徒要去传福音。
And so before Jesus come again, all of his believers shall preach his gospel.
这个是一个很重大的责任。
And this is a great responsibility.
那要怎么做呢?
And how do we do it?
所以他们看到耶稣升天就回耶路撒冷就开始祷告。
And so after the followers saw Jesus ascended, they returned to Jerusalem to pray.
所以十四节。
In verse 14,
这些人同着几个妇女、耶稣的母亲玛利亚、耶稣的弟兄都同心合意恒切祷告，都祷告什么？
And so they have been praying one accord. What are they praying about?
祷告第五节啊，再过几天你们要受圣灵的洗啊，这照这个应许一直在祷告。
And they're praying for this promised Holy Spirit.
到第二章第一节。
And into chapter 2 verse 1.
五旬节到了。
And it was the date of the Pentecost.
讲门徒都聚集在一处。
And all the disciples gathered.
从第二节开始啊，就是圣灵第一次的降临。
And from verse 2 on was the first appearance of the Holy Spirit.
好像一阵大风吹过。
And it's as if it's a rushing mighty wind.
第三节。
Verse 3.
舌头如火焰显现出来，落在他们个人的头上。
And divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的国籍别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
这个第四节就是在讲说方言。
And the verse 4 talks about the speaking of the tongue.
所以第一次圣灵降临。
And this is the first time the Holy Spirit descended.
好像风啊，神的灵就是气息啊，这风吹了，人的身体会重。
And this is like a great mighty wind that blowing through everyone that their body will shake.
神的灵又像火，所以神的灵降下来，一个人心里火热。
And the Holy Spirit also feel like fire, so the heart of men feel like a fire.
所以心里火热又充满着能力，这些门徒就开始去传福音。
And their heart is filled with fire and power, and they become zealous to preach the gospel.
因此我们如果看第二章的第三十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 33.
他必神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。这里讲你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
And it was poured down what they have heard and saw.
圣灵降临看得见，因为神的能力充满，身体会震动。
And the Holy Spirit can be seen because when you're being filled, your body will start to shake.
圣灵降临听得见，因为舌头被圣灵感动讲说方言。
Your Holy Spirit can be heard because when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you're being moved. You will speak in tongue.
所以这个是2000年圣灵降临的第一次，这个是一个榜样。
And so this is the first event, an example of the Holy Spirit that was descended 2,000 years ago.
所以信耶稣，照着主耶稣的吩咐，受洗，罪得赦免，祷告，应许圣灵会降下来。
And so we've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and prayed, and the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
那有时候啊，我们在看这个《使徒行传》里面发现神留下一个很宝贵的历史记载。
And so sometimes when we read the book of Acts, we can see that God has given us a great example.
因为有时候我们要跟一般信基督徒讲信不一定有圣灵，洗礼不一定有圣灵，怎么讲都讲不清楚。
And so sometimes when we try to communicate with other Christians that there's Holy Spirit in the baptism, it's difficult to explain.
那到《使徒行传》第八章。
And then if we turn to Acts chapter 8.
这个《使徒行传》第八章讲腓力到撒玛利亚去传福音。
And here talks about Philip, was preaching in Samaria.
那在第六节讲很多的神迹奇事显明。
And at the time there was many miracles.
第七节鬼被赶出去，瘫子是病都得医治。
And they were casting out evil spirits, and they were healing the paralyzed.
我们在教会里面，如果看到有这么多神迹奇事显明，一定很多人得圣灵。
And so, if we can see this many miracles in the church, then many people will surely receive Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵大作工，才有这样的神迹奇事显明。
Because it was the great work of the Holy Spirit that this miracle can happen.
但是呢，非常让人觉得非常奇妙的就是。在撒玛利亚人没有人得圣灵。
What is very interesting was that in Samaria, no one had ever received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果念十四节到十七节。
If we read verse from verse 14 to 17.
我们就请一些慕道朋友，请你念因为他念问题会比印象比较清楚。
And so sometimes we ask the truth seekers to read these verses. After they read it, things will become more clear.
14节
Verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。15节。
15.
两个人到了，就要为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵。16节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉耶稣的名受洗。17节。
17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。当我们读完这四节圣经节。
And so after they read these verses,
我们再用几个问题来思想。
And then we can ponder with a few questions.
撒玛利亚人有没有信耶稣？
Does the Samaritans at the time believe in Jesus?
有的，他们信了耶稣。
Some of them did believe in Jesus.
撒玛利亚人有没有洗礼？
And did the Samaritans receive baptism?
如果我们看16节。
In verse 16,
他们只奉耶稣的名洗礼,
and they have been baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
那撒玛利亚人有没有得圣灵?
Did the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit?
16节, 圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上,
for yet the Holy Spirit have not fallen on any of them.
所以历史的记载非常的清楚, 撒玛利亚人信耶稣洗礼没有得圣灵。
So the Bible records clearly that Samaritans believing Jesus received the baptism, but have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
这个不是等号的,
and this is not an equal sign.
撒玛利亚人什么时候得圣灵?
And so when will someone receive the Holy Spirit?
17节,
Verse 17.
使徒按手在头上, 他们就受了圣灵。
Then they lay hand on them and they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以得圣灵有一个特定的时刻。
So there is a special time and moment that someone will receive the Holy Spirit.
还没有按手，没有圣灵，圣灵一按手，圣灵就降下来。
And before anyone lay hand on them, they have no spirit. After lay of hands, they receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个时刻跟相信的时刻跟洗礼的时刻很可能是都不一样。
And this time and this moment is different from the time and moment they receive the baptism or believe in Jesus.
那怎么知道？ 按手圣灵就降下来呢？圣灵不是看不见吗？
And how can we tell that when they lay hands, the Holy Spirit came down? Because Holy Spirit is invisible.
我们看18节。
Let's read verse 18.
西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下来，就拿钱给使徒。19节。19. 说把这个权柄也给我们，叫我手按谁，谁就可以受圣灵。这里讲有一个人叫西门。
And here mentioned a man named Simon.
前面有讲他是一个行邪术的。
And earlier it was mentioned he was a sorcerer.
后来他也信耶稣了。
And later he also believed in Jesus.
他就在看这些使徒，按手圣灵就降下来。
He saw that when they lay of hands, the Holy Spirit came down.
所以圣灵在按手的时候降下，看得见了。
And so it was visible to him at the time when the Holy Spirit came.
这跟我们现在一样。
And the same applies today.
圣灵降下来，你可以看到他舌头在卷动，身体在震动。
And the Holy Spirit come down, you can see someone's tongue moving and the body shaking.
而且圣灵降下来，那个方言是很清楚的。
And when the Holy Spirit come down, it's very clear to see the speaking of tongue.
所以我们今天得圣灵，照着历史的记载是看得见，是听得见的，是有一个特定的时刻。
And according to the recording in history, that Holy Spirit is visible and there's a special time for it.
不是说信了就有圣灵。
It's not that you receive the Holy Spirit at the time when you believed.
也不是说受洗自然就有圣灵。
It's not the same as when you baptized receive the Holy Spirit.
我们现在来看《使徒行传》第10章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
《使徒行传》第10章的44节。
Chapter 10 verse 44.
彼得还说这个话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。45节。45。那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇灌在外邦人身上，就稀奇。46节。46。因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。这个地方在讲，彼得到哥尼流的家。
And so here it says Peter went to Cornelius' house.
他正在讲道，圣灵就降在听到的人身上。
As he was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who were hearing.
所以还没有讲道，圣灵没有降下来，正在讲道，圣灵降下来。
And so as he was still speaking, the Holy Spirit just came to those who heard.
那他怎么知道圣灵降下来?
How do they know that the Holy Spirit came
down? 听见他们说方言。
And they heard people speaking in tongues.
四十七节。
In verse 47.
你听说这些人既然受圣灵与我们一样，谁能够禁止用水给他们施洗呢?
Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
如果得圣灵是很安静的在内心，你要怎么比较？
If receiving Holy Spirit is something that is very quiet in your heart, how do you compare?
哦，你的爱心跟他的爱心一样大，你要怎么比较？爱心是看不见的。
And how do you compare how great of a love that you have versus what someone else have?
哦，所以要怎么比较说他得的圣灵跟我们一样？
And how do you compare that he received the same Holy Spirit that we received?
因为说方言。
Because we could tell through the speaking of the tongue.
哦，我们曾经在非洲试过。
And we saw this in Africa.
到新开拓地的地区。
And we went to a newly developed area.
哦，我们都没有给他们看祷告得圣灵什么是怎么一回事。
We have never told them or showed them what it's like to receive the Holy Spirit. And we asked them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
哦，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
要念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And just repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这很奇妙哦。等一下，好几个得圣灵跟我们这里得圣灵完全一样。
And miraculously, few people speak in tongues the same way we speak in tongues.
哦，所以这个全世界人，如果他得的灵一样，你听的时候，你会觉得说他跟我们是一样的。
And so throughout the whole world, when someone received the Holy Spirit, you could tell they received the same Holy Spirit that we have.
哦，所以圣灵虽然看不见，圣灵降下来会有一个外在现象的表现，才有办法比较。
And although the Holy Spirit is invisible, but when it comes upon us, there is external representation that we can tell.
哦，所以我每一次读到《使徒行传》，我就非常感谢神。
And so every time when I read through the book of Acts, I give thanks to God.
哦，因为这么宝贵的圣灵啊，竟然是降临在我们当中。
And such a precious Holy Spirit, come even upon us.
那有时候也为很多的基督徒非常的着急。
And so, some Christians often feel anxious.
你信耶稣很虔诚，感谢神很好。
And you are earnestly believing God. We thank God.
哦，就好像哥尼流一样。
Just like Cornelius.
就好像以弗所教会的信徒一样。
Like the members of Ephesus Church.
但是没有得圣灵，这个最重要一部分还没有得到啊，这个很重要。
But they have not yet received one of the most important things, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要来查考得救的福音，我们就可以领受应许的圣灵。
So if we study the gospel of salvation, then we understand what the salvation of through the Holy Spirit.
好，我们看提多书三章五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
基督书三章五节，他便救了我们啊，并不是因为我们所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。这个地方讲哦，神救我们呢，不是用好行为去换来的。
And so here mentioned that God saved us not through the exchange of good deeds.
哦，人的义在神面前都是污秽的。
And the righteous of men in front of God is all vile.
那如果这样，人怎么能够得救？
In this way, no one can be saved.
是照着神的怜悯，我们能够得救是神的怜悯。
And we could be saved is according to God's mercy.
然后借着重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
And also through the washing of regeneration of renewing the Holy Spirit.
所以重生的洗这个两分钟就结束了。
And so this the baptism of rebirth finishes in 2 minutes.
但是圣灵的更新是一辈子。
But renewing of the Holy Spirit is a lifetime.
啊，所有的东西啊都越来越坏，越来越旧，越来越老。
And everything in this world would deteriorate over time.
这个是物质界的现象。
And that is the physics of this world.
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously,
在灵界里面
in the spiritual realm,
人会越来越新了。
A person can become renewed
我不会说信越久，如果我们真的有在追求，不会说信越久信仰 越老越脏越不会这样。
And in spirit, the longer we believe, it does not mean that we would deteriorate and get older in our faith.
圣灵会更新我们。
But rather, this Holy Spirit will renew us.
神的灵有神的神性在里面。
And the Spirit of God has God's spiritual qualities.
人的心有人的罪性在里面。
But the heart of man has a sinful nature.
所以当神性充满在我们里面。
When the nature of God is filled within us,
这个人就会改变,
and that man will change,
就跟主耶稣一样,
and to become more like Jesus,
有神的形象,
and to live out the image of God.
所以圣灵非常的重要,
and so Holy Spirit is important.
我们大家来追求得救的要道, 照着圣经的应许来祈求。
And so we pursue after the salvation to according to the word of the Bible.
那我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
求圣灵。
Are we going to pray for the Holy Spirit together?
好，我们先来看一段圣经。
But first we would read a verse.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。十一节。
11.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头；求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他。十二节。
12.
求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？十三节。
13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道好东西给儿女。何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？这里主耶稣在鼓励我们祷告。
And here, Jesus is encouraging us to pray.
祷告不要灰心。
And do not give in your heart when you pray.
因为我们祷告的对象 是我们在天上的父。
And because we're praying to the Father we have in heaven.
啊，如果天父愿意把他的独生儿子白白赐给我们，难道还有哪一样东西他不愿意给我们？
If our Father is willingly to give his only son, to us, what else would he not willing to give us?
啊，所以我们祷告的根据是什么？
And so what is our foundation of our prayer?
哦，是因为神的爱。
And we pray through to the by the love
of God. 所以我们跪在神的面前，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哦，神就会垂听。
And if we kneel before Him and pray in the name of Lord Jesus, He will listen.
那我们都是罪人啊，神愿意为什么愿意垂听
？And if we're all sinners, why would God listen to us?
因为神是我们的父亲，他爱我们。
Because God is our Father, He loves us.
所以祈求就给我们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给我们开门。
And so if we seek, He would give us. If we knock, He will open.
啊，不是或许啊。
It's not maybe.
啊，是肯定的。
But He would give us for sure.
但是有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
就是我们需要有信心。
That is that we need to have faith.
啊，所以在十三节。
And so in verse 13,
你们虽然不好,
although we're evil,
如果看英文啊，它用 evil, 哦, evil 是邪恶，怎么用这样来形容?
And so why the Bible describes that we're evil?
因为神的爱太大，跟人的爱相比，人的爱算不了什么。
Because the love of God is too great, and man is nothing.
哦，那算不了什么的父亲都要把最好的给我们，何况这么大的爱的父亲啊，他要把最好的给我们。
And so even for us, our Father will give us everything. How about the love thing, of how about the heavenly God who controls everything?
那最好的是什么？
What is the best way?
最好的不是工作。
And the best thing is not our job.
最好也不是病得医治。
The best thing is not to be healed.
最好的是圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
The best thing is that we can be the Holy Spirit can pour down to us.
因为圣灵就是神的灵，就是神本身。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵浇灌就是神的内住，神的同在。
And the pouring down of Holy Spirit is the abundance of God with us.
如果一个人有神充满神的同在，哇，太好了。
And we can be filled with His Spirit. That is so great.
我们一生还会缺乏什么
？And what else we will lack?
所以圣灵最宝贵。
And so the Holy Spirit is the most precious.
因此我们祷告的时候要有信心。
And so when we pray, we must have faith.
神很爱我。
That God loves us.
所以他的应许一定会实现。
That His promise will be fulfilled.
但是神也是圣洁公义的。
But God is also righteous and holy.
所以我们在神面前要把自己压低变成罪人。
And we should minimize us as a sinner.
所以有的人他跪不下去。
Some people cannot kneel down.
为什么
？And why？
我一个大男人会跪下去。
And they cannot imagine them being a man and to kneel.
但慕道者他愿意跪下去，跪下去就得圣灵了，跪不下去就得不到。
For some of the true seeker, if they're willing to kneel down, they'll receive the Holy Spirit. Some unwilling, they will not receive.
在神面前，我们愿意谦卑，神就赏赐给谦卑的人。
And if we're willing to humble ourselves before the Lord would give to those who are humble.
那承认我们在神面前有罪，这个就是谦卑。
And to recognize that we're sinners in front of God, that is humble.
所以在神面前没有自尊呐、啊，有的人的自尊很强，我不是罪人，在神面前没有自尊呐、啊。
And so there's no self acknowledgement in front of God.
神这么伟大，我们是微尘，你还在讲什么自尊？
And so God is so great. How can you acknowledge yourself before God?
在神面前也没有秘密啊。
And before the Lord, there's also no secrets.
一切都是赤露敞开啊。
And everything is wide open, naked.
我们心想什么
？And what are we thinking in our hearts?
我们私下做什么
？The things we've done.
神完全都知道。
And God knows.
所以愿意承认我们的罪，神赦免我们的罪，圣灵就会降下来。
And if we can recognize our sins before the Lord, then He would send down His Holy Spirit.
所以凭着信心谦卑认罪，然后专心祷告，就会得胜。
And through humbleness and pray before Him, then He will give us the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们愿意求圣灵接受按手， 我们可以到前面来祷告。
And if you want to experience Him and pray for the Holy Spirit, you can come forward to receive the laying of hands.
我们大家保持一个距离哈。
But let's try to maintain some distance.
一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.